The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. On the occasion of World Hearing Day this past weekend, the World Health Organization issued a warning that 1 in 10 people globally, or more than 900 million, are at risk of disabling hearing loss by 2050, unless preventative action is now taken. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Listening to music is one of life's greatest pleasures. UN health experts say they do not want to deprive younger people of the enjoyable experience of listening to music regularly on their headphones. But they warn listening to loud music is unsafe and can cause permanent damage to hearing. The World Health Organization says it has no clear evidence that 1.1 billion people are at risk of developing hearing problems. However, WHO Technical Officer for the Prevention of Deafness and Hearing Loss, Shelley Chada, says the figure is based on a study conducted 4 years ago. That study, she says, focused on the listening habits of young people and the volume of sound to which they were generally exposed. She says this information has been valuable in working on solutions for preventing hearing loss.
So our effort through this standard is really to empower the user to make the right listening choice and decision, either to practice safe listening or to take the risk of developing hearing loss and tinnitus a few years down the line.
The main recommendations for safe listening include having software on personal audio devices that measures how long and how loudly a user has been listening to music. They also call for automatic volume reduction systems on smartphones and other devices, as well as parental volume control. The UN agencies say they hope governments and manufacturers will adopt the suggested standards as disabling hearing loss is set to increase significantly in the coming years. The WHO and ITU report 466 million people suffer from the disability, most in low and middle-income countries. It estimates the number will rise to more than 900 million by 2050. The agencies say half of all cases of hearing loss can be prevented through public health measures. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Join us next week for Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. And remember to get your news updates 24 hours a day at voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.